We're on Daf Lamed Vav Hamed Aleph. We're up to Veliflog Nami, and it's sort of like midway between the Tosus Kasavra and the Tosus Umi. The Gemara has just established that Rabbi Yehuda, in the case of Machshava La Niach Dama LeMachar, passes the Korban based on Svara, not based on Yalfusa. The Gemara tried Yalfusa, it didn't work out. And now we want to read the rest of the Mishnah of cases where he had a machshava to be zorik to dam shelo b'mkomo, or be eaten by tmeim, other types of different machshavos b'dvar masurim b'kvarbonos, and the Mishnah establishes that the carbon is not posel. And it seems that in those machshavos, even Rabbi Yehuda's mode, Rabbi Yehuda only disagreed and posel the carbon in a case of a machshava of Laniach Domo or Emurav Lemochar, or the case of Lotzion Lachutz. But there are many cases in the Mishnah where Rabbi Yehuda agrees that that Machshava is not a Machshava Posels. But Niflog Nami Rabbi Yehuda Bekulu, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda argue with the Tanakam in all these cases enumerated in the Mishnah? If the Svara is that any machshava to do something which would passel the karban, passels the karban, then that should apply throughout the Mishnah. So the Gemara analyzes now the cases of the Mishnah one by one, whittles them down, and shows that there are very few cases, if any, where the Gemara's question of Lifnog Nami Rabbi Yehuda there would apply the high Niflog. In what cases do you think that Rabbi Yehuda should be cholek and he should passel the korban without machshava? In fact, if we go through each one of them, as mentioned in the Mishnah, we can simply deflect it and realize why such a machshava would not passel according to Rabbi Yehuda. For example, b'shover atzmos atzmos apesach, or v'lechol mimenu na. He had a machshava to break the bones of the Pesach, or to eat it cooked, not fully roasted. Zivcha gufe mi mifsal. Would the carbon Pesach be possible if he went and he broke the bones, or he ate it in a way that it wasn't sli? That doesn't possible the carbon Pesach. Again, he violates an isur of shviras atzamos. He might even undermine his achila if he doesn't eat it sli, but that doesn't passel the karmon. So if he had a machshava in that light, that would not passel the karmon. But let's go on in the Mishnah. Let's say almanashi ochlu tmeim. If his machshava was that tmeim would eat the basar, sheyakrivu tmeim, or maybe the kohenim who will be makriv the karmon will be tmeim. So once again, the Gemara objects, Zivcha gufe mi mifsal, would the zevach be possible if it was eaten by tmeim, or if a kohen tamei would be makriv the murim? After all, the kaparsa karbon is always clinched by the zrikas adam. And what happens subsequent to the zrikas adam, the way that the basar is eaten, or the way that the Amurim, let's say, are brought on the Mizbeach, that doesn't retroactively undermine or invalidate the Karbon. Once there was Zrikas Adam Kilchasa, there's Kaparasa Bailim, they fulfill their Chiyuv, and the Karbon doesn't become Posel L'mafreya as a result of the eating of Tmeim, or the Hakrava, the Amurim, Al Yudei Tmeim. So let's go on. Let's say in the case of Yochlu Arelim, or Sheyakrivu Arelim, the carbon would be eaten by Arelim, or a kohen Arel would bring the Emurim on the Mizbeach. Is Zivcha Gufe mi pasul? Once again, would that pasul the carbon? The Gemara asks it as a rhetorical question. Certainly, anything that's relevant, what we call post-Zrika, meaning at the time of the Achilas HaBasar or the Akravas HaMurim, is not relevant to retroactively invalidate the Zrika that was done Kilchasa. The Gemara now explains in a slightly different way why a Machshava with regard to Achil or HaKrav of Tmeim or Arelim would not pass according to Rav Yehuda Lishna Achrina. Another version is Kol Kmine. Does he have Biyada, what we call Kol Kmini's Biyada? Does he have the ability in his hands? The Kohanim Tmeim or Arelim are not going to listen to him. His machshava is kind of a fantasy in his mind. They're not going to be makriv on the mizbeach and violate the avera of hakrovas tmeim, hakrovas arelim. Or, for example, who's going to eat the basa kodshim b'avera if he's a tomei, if he's an arel? A machshava that's totally b'das acherim, that depends on others, is not a machshava posels according to the second lishna. And this svara is only relevant to Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that when you think of a machshava, it's almost like the maisa. In other words, we consider what would be down the line if he actually did what he's thinking of doing. And if the machshava is never going to come to the maisa, then we wouldn't say that the machshava is kemaisa. And here, this is not a machshava that's gonna flesh out and become a maisa, and if it doesn't, it's not a machshava poselus. Again, in the case of a psul machsheves chutzus mano chutzum komo, that's derived from Gzeres HaKosev back on Chof Chesam and Beis. And there the Torah says that machshava is a posel, not because of machshava kemaisa. Even if, for example, one person would have that machshava of eating the basar chutzus mano chutzum komo, that creates pigul. It doesn't mean that his friend won't listen to him and eat it chutzus mano as nosar. Now the Gemara continues to barrage this question on Rabbi Yehuda with other parts of the Mishnah. For example, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda disagree in the case of li'arev damam bedam psulim? He had in mind to mix the dam, which is kosher lizrik, with dam of psulim. And the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei, this Rabbi Yehuda shita, later on in Masechet Zvachim, the Amar, he says, ein dam vatal dam. This is a reflection of Rabbi Yehuda shita, that min b'mino eino batal. Even if we would go ahead and he would mix the dam kosher in a big kli together with dam posel, it would not be batal. The dam posel is not mevatal the dam kosher. And therefore, this tarovus would be ksher l'zrika. And you might ask, how could we allow a zrika on this tarovus? After all, included in this tarovus is dam posel, and that would be a violation of an isa to be zorik dam posel. And the answer is, as Tosfos points out later on, that since the kavanas hakohen in this zrika is not to be zorik the dam posel in this mixture, but rather to do an avodas zrika ksheira because of the dam kosher, if that's the case, then we apply the principle of liros also kemayim. We view the dam posel as if it was water, and he's not violating the isa because he's not interested in zrikas dam posel on the mizbeach. Now, if you all like the Chachamim Shita in Chulin and elsewhere of Orzara, that min b'mino is batel, then l'chora we would say that the dam kosher is batel in the rov posel. And if that be the case, then perhaps the karbon would be posel, the dam would be posel in the mixture of rov dam posel. However, that's only if the dam posel has such a large volume, to the point at which that even if you consider it like mayim, it's what we say, if it would be water, then it would be mevatel the maris sholdama kosher. Because something that has a mara, even according to Chachom, is not batel, even if it's only a mute. And this is sugya in Masechet Makos and elsewhere. But we're talking about such a kamus of dam posel that it would definitely undermine the chazusa, the way that the dam kosher would look. It loses its what we'd call, how would you translate marisa, the way it appears. We'll call it its appearance. Then the Chacham would disagree with Rabbi Yehuda because of the massive volume of dam posel in this mixture. Then we'll ask, well, what about the case of litain es hanitonim lamala lamata lamala lamala? What about the case where he had a machshava to be zorek the dam that is meant to be is meant to be placed lamala michut hasikra, and he did it instead, or he thinks, or he plans to do it in lamato, or the other way around. Why wouldn't Rabbi Yehuda disagree in that case and pasul the karbon? The Gemara answers Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei diomar. Rabbi Yehuda back on Chav Zayin shelo b'mkomo nama mekomo karin lei azrika, anywhere on the mizbeach, even though it's not the exact place that's appropriate. It's not roi in that sense to be there. It's shelo b'mkomo, but nevertheless, it's considered like a zrika b'mkomo, and therefore, as long as the dam reaches the mizbeach, then the carbon is kosher. And this the Gemara derives on Chavav Hamabeis from the pasuk in Vayikra Yud Zayin Va'anina Sativ Lachem Ala Mizbeach Lechaper, meaning anywhere on the mizbeach. Kevin Shigi Adam LeMizbeach B'chol Makom Shunis Kapru Abaylim. And that's only as far as Kaparas HaBailim is concerned, that they were Yotze, their Chovah, with this Karbon, because the Zrika was done on the Mizbech, even though it was done Shalobim Komo. The Basar, however, is Asar Bachila. And if that be the case, you could really ask the question, if the Zrika was Shalobim Komo and the Basar is Asar, then if he had a Machshava to be Zorik Shalobim Komo, And then at least that should generate a psul on the basar, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, machshava kemaisa, our Mishnah seems to imply that this machshava would not pasul at all. And Tosis back on Daf Chav Zayin offers an answer to this question. And let's try to understand Tosis's answer. He says, Lo osar Rabbi Yehuda machshava kemaisa el b'makrusha maisa posel sakarban. And it's mafkir the kaparas habaylim here, that it would only pass to the basar. Then Rabbi Yehuda agrees that we don't apply the principle of machshava kemaisa. Now the Gemara asks for liflog be nitanim bifnim shenesanam bachutz. If let's say you had a machshava for a carbon that's meant to be brought bifnim on the mizbeach apnimi, like chatos apnimios, and instead he wants to be Zorik the Dam on the Mizbach Achitzon, or for example, when he taught him Bachutz Shenison Bifnim, he has Machshav on a carbon that should be, that the Zrika should be on the outer on the outer Mizbach the Azor, and instead he wants to do the Zrika Bifnim inside the Heichal. And maybe in this case there should be a Psul Domim, especially if you talk about Nitanim Bachutz Shenasnam Bifnim, and that's for a different reason. That's because of what we call a karban chatos shehichnis doma lehechal nifsal karban, which is a Mishnah. Later on, the Mishnah establishes that in the case of a karban chatos, and we assume that Rabbi Yehuda is talking about all karbanos in this Mishnah, the Mishnah doesn't exclude chatos. The din is that if hichnis as doma lehechal, is the carbon became posel. The Gemara derives this from a posel of Ayikra Vav, v'chol chatos asher yuva midomel ol moed l'chapra kodesh lo te'ochel be'esh tisarev. And when it says in the posel yuva domel ol moed, it means b'fnim in the hechal. So the Gemara answers, kasov Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds with regard to machsheves chutzim komo, be'inon makom she'e mishulash bedam bebasar ube'emurim, which means we're talking about a makom where three mitzvos would apply, and that's only chutz lazara. Where could you find three mitzvos that apply? And those three include dam, basar, and emurim. That's only outside the azar, b'shas heter bamos. Then the zrikas adam is roi l'achila, achilas basar, laktaras emurim, and sezrika, and achilas basar, and for laktaras emurim. But if a person has machshava to be zorik the dam, or to be makter emurim in the hechal is not called chutzim komo, because the Heichal is not a place that lends itself to both a mitzvah of dam, a mitzvah of bas, and a mitzvah of murim. So when you take it with a machshavas chutz, you're talking about taking it chutz into a place where there's three mitzvahs. But if he takes it into a place like the Heichal, that's not called Chutz L'Mekomo, that's not a Machshava Poselis. And this is based on the Gemara above, Chof Tesam and Aleph, with regard to Machshavas Chutz L'Mekomo, that the Pasuk in Vayikra Yates says, V'yim Ha'ochel Ye'ochel B'yom HaShlishi Pigul Hu Lo Ye'rotzeh. This Pasuk is an extra Pasuk because we derive Chutz L'Mekomo from a different Pasuk, earlier in Perek Zion, and this extra pasuk is coming to teach us that ein machsheves chutz l'mekomo poselos elok shechishev al makom meshulash, and a heichal is not considered a makom meshulash. The Gemara rejects this teretz. Umi islay l'Rav Yehuda isvara. Does Rav Yehuda really hold that in a machshava of bringing dam chatos into the heichal is no psul? Because the makom of Chutz L'Mekomo has to be a makom meshulash to the exclusion of Heichal. Vasanya, we have a b'risa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Now here we have to see a pasuk in Dvarim, Perek Yud Zayin. The pasuk says, Lo tizbach l'Hashem alokecha, shor vaseh asher yeh bo mum, kol davar ra. So this is the losasa, this is the azhara that enjoins the shochet balmum from avodas hakarbonos, in this case shkita specifically, but the Torah adds the words kol davar ra. Rivakan chatos sheshchata bidorom. So we'll have a long discussion about this in Yerushalayim a little bit later. Chatos has to be shechted b'tzafon. What happens if he shechted it in the Dorom? This is going to be a psul in the Chatos. And v'chatos shenichnas doma lifnim. That if he had in mind at the time of his shechita to be machnas doma l'toch ha-heichal, that's psul. And the Gemara understands that when it says nichnas doma lifnim, it doesn't mean that he's mamish taking the dam inside. The pasuk is speaking about shechita, and it has no relationship to hachnas adam into the heichal. It must be talking about a machshava that at the time of shechita that he would be machnas the dam into the heichal. And the Torah is telling us that in this case he had such a machshava that we're not going to go ahead with the zevach with the avodah psula. So it's quite clear that Rabbi Yehuda holds that even in a case of chatos shenichnas doma lifnim, it's psula. So again, we come back to our original question. The machshava here should be a machshava poselos. Our Mishnah seems to indicate that in such a case, it's not a machshava poselos. So the Gemara says, well, on the other hand, I'm going to quote a Mishnah that would support our Mishnah in Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda, in fact, holds that you need a makom meshulash, and if you machnas the dam into the heichal, it doesn't passel the karbon. V'lesser Rabbi Yehuda hai svara. I'll prove to you that Rabbi Yehuda does hold this svara, that in fact, if he's machashev to take the dam of the chatas and bring it inside the heichal, that doesn't passel the karbon. And I'm going to prove that to you from the Mishnah later on in Daf Pei Beis. Om Rabbi Yehuda, Hichnis b'shogeg kosher. If he takes the dam of the chatos into the heichal b'shogeg, the carbon is kosher. It implies that ha-mezid, had he done it deliberately, pasul, that would pasul the carbon, the kaimalon. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion, not on Pei Beis, but on Pei Gimel, that even in the case of mezid, Rabbi Yehuda does not pasul the carbon, unless b'shekiper, if he went ahead and he was zorik the dam on the mizbeach apnimi, in other words, the shechita for the sake of taking the dam inside the heichal, that itself would not generate a psul karbon. He's got to follow through with a zrika on the dam apnimi. So taking the dam into the heichal itself would not passel the karbon, even if he did that b'mezid, unless the zrika was done on the mizbeach hapnimi. And therefore the Gemara applies the following logic. Hashta uma hasam aili aili, where he beferish and lamaisa, in reality, he took the dam and he brought it in to the heichal mamish, e-keeper ini lo keeper lo, yet for bringing the dam into the heichal, that would not in and of itself passel the carbon, unless he went ahead and he was zorek the dam in the heichal. Is hocha de chashiv chishuve, he didn't even bring the dam into the heichal. Is lo kolshkein, how much more so it's not passel. So we have now the following. We have our Mishnah, which indicates that Rabbi Yehuda agrees that a machshava of nitanim, what do we call it, nitanim bachutz, to be brought inside bifnim, does not pass the carbon. We have also the Mishnah later on that seems to indicate the same thing, but on the other hand, we have the Braisa that explicitly Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is such a thing as chishe b'shashchita lahachnis is domo tocha hecho, which generates a psul. So the Gemara answers, Trei Tanoi, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. There are actually two versions, two transmissions of what Rabbi Yehuda actually held. So the two Mishnais hold, our Mishnah and the Mishnah later on Pei Beis, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no psul in Mechashev, Lahachnis is domo lehechal. Whereas the Braisa is of the opinion that if he's Mechashev, Lahachnis domo lehechal, even though it's not a makom mishulash, nevertheless, it passes the carbon. Now, we can get back to the case of Shchatel b'Dorom. The Braisa mentions that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if he shechs the chatos b'Dorom, then he violates a law. Let's see the language of the Braisa again. The Braisa's language was that chatos sheshchata b'dorom is included under the pasuk of kol dover ra, and therefore it's included on the azar of lo tisbach l'shem elokecha. So he violates a law if he shechts it in the dorom. So the Gemara asks the following question: v'savar Rabbi Yehuda chatos sheshchata b'dorom. Here we're turning to lamed vav lamed beis. Yehei chayov, he's chayov malchus for such a thing. He violates the isa lav lotis of Vatanya. We have a brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, yachol. I might think that chatos sheshchata b'dorim yehei chayov. He's chayov malchus. Talmud lomar lotisvach l'ashem elokecha shor vaseh hasheir b'mum kol dover ra al dover ra. Dover Ra is referring to a mum, and the animal has a mum that's golui, it's nirale naim, that's maguna, that's called a Dover Ra. And that's a violation of a lav. So if he shechted a bal mum of that sort, it's a Dover Ra, and it's a violation of the lav lo tizbach. But the Dover Ra excludes the case of Chatos Sheshchata B'Dorom, and the Gemara again says, Trei Tanoi Aliba to Rabbi Yehuda. There are two versions of Rabbi Yehuda. What exactly does Rabbi Yehuda hold? In the case of someone who shechs the Chatos B'Dorom, does he violate a lav? Now, let me just review, as akdoma to the next part of the Sugya, what we learned back on Daf Chav Tes, with regard to Machsheves Pigul of Chutzlis Mano, that generates a psul only if there was no addition of another psul, of another Machsheves psul. For example, let's say he opened up his avoda with a Machsheves Chutzim Komo, and then he goes and does an avoda Chutzlis Mano, that's not Pigul. Because Machsheves Chutzim Komo, once it connects with the Machsheves Chutzlis Mano, it precludes the carbon from being pigul. Or, for example, in the case of Pesach and Chatos, where there's a psul of Shelo Lishma, if he starts with a psul of a Machsheves Shelo Lishma, then there cannot be a psul of pigul afterwards with the Machsheves Chutzlis Mano. Om Rabbi Abba, How does this apply in the context of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda has a machshava sinuach, whereas machshava poselus is that he won't be zorik the dam at all. Says Rabbi Abba Mod Rabbi Yehuda that if he had this machshava of leaving the dam out, meaning that he won't do any zrika on the dam, then v'chozer v'kova l'pigel, he could then have a machshava in the next avoda of chutzes mana. We don't say that the carbon was already possible with the machshava sinuach. And we really don't know exactly why, what's the logic that compels Rabbi Abba to make this distinction between a classical machshava poseles, like for example shelo lishma in chatus min pesach, or a chutz l'makomo in all karbonos. There the machshava generates a psul, and that's mafkia pigul. Why is machshava sinuach different in the framework of Rabbi Yehuda, who says machshava sinuach is machshava poseles? But somehow it's a darga below, it's not up to par with the real darga of machshava poseles, the apostles of karbon. And Rava brings a raya proof to Rabbi Abba. Rava Teda, I'm going to prove to you that there's no equation according to Rabbi Yehuda with machshava sinuach and a machshava chutzum komo a shalol shma to be mafkia pigul. The pigul, you know, it's every case of pigul when a person shechts chutz lizmano, which means that he's going to be zorik the dam tomorrow, is lifnei zrika lav klumahu. That machsheves pigul at the time of shechita of chutz lizmano to be zorik tomorrow does not generate and clinch a chalos pigul until the zrika sadam. In other words, that's called Eino Nasa Pigul Achiakrivu Kol Matirov. We have to wait until the Zrika Sadam. He completes the Seder Avodos with Zrika Sadam. And then the Machshava of Chutz Uzmano at the time of Shechita is able to generate that Psul of Pigul, the Shem Pigul. Now, therefore, if we take that in mind, then if he has a machsheves psul that comes before pigul, like for example, when he's thinking to be zorik the dam lemochar, which is chutz lizmano, included in that machshava is a machsheves hanocha, because he's leaving the dam out today. So that in that case, if a machshava of Hinuach passes the carbon, then why do you have to wait till Zrikas Adam? The carbon is already possible with that first Machshava. So again, in the halacha of a Machshavas Chutz Uzmano that generates Pigul, we have to wait until Zrika. Everything is suspended, the Shem Pigul is suspended till Zrika. But other Machshavos, like for example Chutzum Komo or Shalol Lishma in certain cases, they clinch the psul and the carbon immediately at the time of Shechita. We don't have to wait till Zrika and the carbon is ready mufka from Pigul. Now, if that be the case, how do we understand the halacha of Chutz Lizmano, which is a Machshavas Pigul that is suspended and it's not Chal until Zrika? Every Machshav of Chutz Lizmano includes Rabbi Yehuda's psul of Laniach, and therefore B'Torah's the psul of Laniach as Adam LeMachar, that already should generate the psul, and we don't have to wait until the Zrika. So Machsheva Sinuach is a Machsheva Poseles. The carbon is possible already at the beginning, even before the Chalos Pigol. So then when he zorik the dam, after machshava of chutz uzmano, how could that generate pigul when the karma was already posel, when he had the machshava of lemochar, of laniach lemochar? And the conclusion must be, therefore, that asi yizrika v'kovale b'pigul, so that the machshava of laniach does not generate a classical machsheves psul to be mafkia pigul, because we're saying now that in chutz lizmano, which includes a machsheves hanocha, the zrika would be kovea pigul. And the Gemara rejects this proof, the lohi. This is not a raya for the chilik that Rabbi Abba established. Why hasam hu chad machshavehi? We need a machsheves pigul of one machshava. And if he has a machshava of zrika chutz lizmano, which means to be zarek to dam tomorrow, even though included within that machshava is a hanochas adam, that is not a separate machshava. In other words, the hanochas adam machshava is not going to change the original machshava of chutz lizmano that the zrika will be tomorrow. Again, there's also an element that there won't be any zrika today. So the machshava of chutz lizmano is a machsheves pigul. Hacha trei machshavos. But here, what happened if he had a shechita and he had a definite machshava laniach as domel machar? Then he gets up to the Kabbalah and once again he had a machshava to eat the basar, let's say, lamachar. There are two different machshavos. The first machshava is machsheves psul. It's not a machsheves pigul, and it's very possible that now a machsheves pigul that comes afterwards in a subsequent machshava, for example, to eat the basa chutz lizmano, that would not generate a chalos pigul. It doesn't have the power to generate pigul. And so far as the first machshava was a machshava laniach, and it passed the carbon is mafkia pigul. When it's all just one machshava, and he had a machshava of chutz lizmano, then we say that the zrikas adam will be koveh pigul, and we're not going to say, well, there's a separate independent machshava here of shariniach domo, and that would passel the carbon. No, that's not a separate machshava. That's called chada machshava hi. So there's no shinui in his original machshava. His original machshava remains intact. And Rav Huna asks a question also to be doche Rabbi Abba. Esvei Rav Huna asks Rabbi Abba based on a brisa. The brisa says that he had a machshava. Litein es hadomim anitomim lemala, lemata, lemata, lemala. Then li alter, in other words, on that day itself, the carbon is kosher. Because as we saw in the Mishnah earlier, everybody agrees that in such a case, the carbon is kosher. And lamal lamata, etc., does not passel the carbon. But if afterwards, says the Braisa, chazar v'chishev on another subsequent avoda, to eat the basa chutzlum komo, then the carbon becomes passel, and that's mafkia pigul, the ein bo kares. So again, if he had a machshav in the second avoda, to eat the basa chutzlum komo, or for that matter, to eat the basa chutzlum mano, then it establishes pigul v'chayvala of kares. So you see that even though the first machshava was for an improper zrika, but nevertheless, since that machshava of lamal lamata does not pass the carbon, if the carbon still lends itself to pigul. But then the brisa says the follow: if the original machshava was lamachar, that not only did he have in mind that the appropriate zrika of lamala would be lamata, but he also had in mind that zrika, which is going to be lamata, will be lamachar, then the brisa says posel. And that's going to be mafkir midei pigel. So you see clearly that a machsheves hinuach posels the karma, which reflects the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, but the brisa says clearly that once the carbon is possible, it doesn't lend itself to pigul. The brisa spells it out. Chaza v'chishev in the next avoda, bein chutz lizmano, bein chutz lemkomo, possible v'ein bo kares. It doesn't become pigul, even though I had a machshava chutz lizmano. And the reason for that is it was already possible with the machshavas inuach that came on in the previous avoda earlier, and there was no possibility of engendering a chalos pigul. So we see that a machsheves hinuach has the same din as any machshava poselis, and if it came before the machsheves hazman of chutz lizmano of the carbon, cannot become pigul. Tiuvta the Rabbi Abba, tiuvta. And this undermines the shita of Rabbi Abba. The Gemara now brings a new memra, a new statement. Om Rav Chizdom Ravina Bar Sila Chishev, at the time of the Avodas HaZevach sheyachlu tmeim lemachar, that Tmei will eat the basa lemachar. So he has here machsheves chutz lizmano of lemachar. In such a case, a karbon nasa pigul and a ochel menu chayav kares. As we don't say that since he included in his machshava that Tmeim, who are enjoined from eating Kodshim, will eat the Kodshim, that we have a Tarovus here of another Machshava of Machsheves. Besides the Machsheves Achil Chutz Zman, we also have Machsheves Psul, and that's going to be Mafkir Midei Pigul. And Rava invokes a proof to support Rava. Amar Rava Teda, I can prove to you that this Machshava of Achilas Posul, meaning of Tame, is not Mafkir Midei Pigul. The Basal if they Zrika Lo Chazi, the Basar before Zrika is not Roy Lachila. It becomes pigul. In other words, even though at the time of the shechita, if he has a machshava to eat the basal or machar, meaning chutzus man, it becomes pigul. Even though at that point the basar is not royal achila, and basically Rav wants to make an equation, an analogy between basar without zrika, before zrika, which is any royal achila, and achilas tmeim. The analogy of Rav is a little bit difficult, because even though now the basar is not edible, al pidin, because of it's before zrika, but nevertheless his machshava was to eat it after zrika sadam, chutz lizmano. That's not the same as achilas tmeim. So the Achronim have a whole discussion about this Havamin of Rav. The Gemara actually rejects Rav for a different reason. The Lohi says, the Gemara, Hosam Zorik Umichze. There he was Zorik the Dam, and the Basa now becomes Roy Lizrika. So when he had the Machshava to eat it Chutzuz Manu L'machar, he was actually thinking about a Dovar Roy, because at the end of the day there'll be a Zrika that would be mati the basar, but he had a machsheves chutzus manu, and that passes the korban Torah's pigul. But hocha lo mixe klal, here, as far as achilas tmeim is concerned, that's not an achila ruya at all. And as we've said many times, pigul means all the pieces are set in motion, everything is there, everything is kosher, except for the machsheves chutzus manu. The Gemara now quotes another statement of Rav Chisda. Margula Befume, there was a certain statement that he used to like to repeat over and over again. The Rabbi Dimi Bar Chinan, in the name of Rabbi Dimi, Besar Pesach Shalo Hutzla, if the Pesach was not subject to Tzli, it wasn't roasted, and at this point, therefore, it hasn't been roasted, then it's not royal mitzvasa. Or, for example, Lachme Todesh Lo Hurmu, he wasn't mafrish the four chalos as truma to the Kohen from the four meaning of four different species that we spoke about yesterday of Lachmei Todah, four categories of Lachmei Todah. And now it's Eino Roy Lachilas Bailim. Nevertheless, Chayov Malem Mishum Tuma. If a Tomei who has Tumas Aguf would eat from these Lachamim or from this Korban Pesach, he'd be Chayov Kares. Even though we have a Klal, we have a principle in Masechta Menachas Chafei that you're not Chayov for Tumas Aguf, unless it's an achilas kodshim where it was mutal achilas tahorim. So the tummy is only chayev when a tar would be allowed to eat it. Here the tar is not allowed to eat it because it's not tzolui, or because it's before afrashas truman as a din of tevel. And nevertheless, in the case of korban pesach lachmei todah, once there was zrikas adam, it's considered hutru l'tahorim, even though the pesach itself can't be eaten until it's tzli and the chal is todah until after truma. And what we mean to say here in Rav Chisda is that in these cases there is an Isa Tuma with an Achilas Tuma that generates Achiv Kares, even though you would have said that there's not a possibility of being Matir, the Achilas Basal Tahorim, because it's not Sli in the case of Pesach, or it's not after Afrashas Truma in the case of the Lachmei Todah, but it doesn't matter. There's going to be a chiyuv kares for the tameh, because when we speak about a zrika that's matir the basa for tahorim, we're not talking about the particulars of the isur tzli, you know, of na as opposed to tzli, or other side isurim like truma, like tevel. We're talking about where there was no zrika stama matir mizbeach. You need the matir mizbeach, which is matir achilas adam for Tahorim, and that itself is the precondition of a Tomei being Chayev for eating the basar. Here, in our case of tzli, etc., etc., we're talking about a case where there is a zrikas dam to be matil in his bech. And the zrikas dam in his bech is matil the basar. There are side isur that might be ma'akev zachi, like tzliyo, like haromis truma, but that's not included in this. Omar Rava Teda, I'll prove to you that Rav Chisda is correct. Is Sanya, we have a brisa which is addressing the case of achilas kodshim b'tumas haguf, based on the pasuk v'nefesh asher tochal. This is in Vayikra Zayin. Basar mizevach hashlomim hashel Hashem v'tumas ha'olam v'nichus hanefesh ahim me'ameha, and the pasuk adds the words asher Hashem, which are superfluous words, and this is for a ribui l'rabos emurei kodshim kalim l'tuma, that if a person who's a tamei beguf eats kodshim kalim, he's chayiv kares. The Torah has a ribui to include kodshim kalim, and don't limit this to kodshe kodshim. Alma, we see clearly afal gav delav bnei achila ninu. In the case of a murim, which need to be mukta al gabi mizbeach, nevertheless, there's a chiyuv mishur, a chiyuv karis mishum toma. Hachinami here too, afal gav delav bnei achila ninu, because it's not tzli in Pesach, or it's not truma in lachmitod, chayovin aleh mishum toma. So just like to the same extent that if we're talking about, for example, a murim, which are lav b'nei achila ninu, in the case of kodshim, that require a heter. So again, the murim right now at this state are also b'achila, even for an adam tar. And the emurim have chalev, which is certainly aser to an adam tar. And therefore, we would lechora have thought that a tomei who eats these emurim, this chalev, would certainly not be chayiv kares. Again, you have to know the sugi of iser chal iser. But let's assume that tumas haguf is what's called an iser kolel, that includes all the achilas basa, not just the chalev, and therefore it's chal here on the chalev. And nevertheless, the tomei is chayiv kares, even though it's not mutal achilas adam. The answer is because this has nothing to do with the heter zrika. This has to do with the fact that no one's allowed to eat it for a side reason. The Gemara rejects this rai of Elohi Hasam in the case of Emuri Kodshim Kalim, which after Zrika Saddam will be Chazul Gvoda Ruyim Laktar Lemizbeach, therefore he can be Chayev Bohem Mishum Tumas Haguf Lafuke. Here, in the case of Besar Pesach, Shalo Hutzel, Lach Mitol Shalo Hurmo, Lo Chazu, Lo Lekavov, Lo Lehejot, and therefore it's very possible that if a Tomei B'Tumas Haguf eats them, he's Potter Mikores. But there's no proof from the case of Emuri Kodshim Kalim, where after Zrika Saddam, at least it's Roy Laktar al Gabi Mizbeach, so there is an element of Achila which is permissible. Masha Ein Kein in the case of Bisar Pesach Shalohutz Lachmitol Shalohurg, where there no one could eat it, not the Gavoa, nor the Hejot. And in such a case, Ein Achinami, it could be that the Tomei who eats it, since it's not a rachilas kodshim, which is hutar al l'tahorim, therefore the tomei would not be chayiv kares. Hadron alecha kol apsulim, and Emir Tzashem B'li Neder will start the next perek tomorrow at the bottom of Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis.